Sorry about that. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the archive. This is DJ EJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you'll pardon me for one moment while I turn on DJ Mandy B's and DJ Hank's microphones. Let's see. Here's mic four. Mic four is on. How are you, DJ Mandy B?
Hi.
And just one moment for mic three. All right, mic three is on as well.
Excellent.
How are you, DJ Hank? The whole squad is back again.
Finally, it's been a while.
It has been.
It's got to be like a month or so.
Yeah, because there were a couple weeks where it was just two of us, and then last week was just me. But now we're all back, and DJ Mandy B has some tunes prepared, as do I, and DJ Hank is here for emotional support.
Yep, as always. Well, as usual. It seems to be that I've only played about 20 minutes of music in the past month and a half. But
your presence is highly valued here on the archive.
I'm here for the banter.
All right, well, I'm going to start things off with a song that I've been really digging lately. And it is by an artist called Sparkle Horse. Stay for those bleeps and bloops at the end there. That was It's a Wonderful Life from Sparkle Horse's third album, It's a Wonderful Life, which came out in 2002, maybe? 2001. One fun tidbit about that song is one of the lyrics is, "I'm the dog that ate your birthday cake." And after that song was released, Mark Linkus, who's the frontman of Sparkle Horse, got a bunch of letters from fans saying that their dog actually did eat their birthday cake. So that's kind of funny. Kind of sad, but...
I felt like I was getting abducted by an alien at the end there.
You were. Although the audience was supposed to find that out later. This next song is a little higher energy, and it is one... This might honestly be my favorite song by Sonic Youth, so I hope you enjoy it. All right, that one was Hey Joni by Sonic Youth from their 1988 masterpiece Daydream Nation. And that song was called Hey Joni. I mean, it was about just any person, but they chose the name Joni because Joni Mitchell was a big influence on Sonic Youth, especially with her frequent use of alternate guitar tunings, which Sonic Youth loved so dearly. All right, moving right along, I have one from Fugazi for you next, so I hope you like it. All right, that one was Fugazi with The Kill featuring Darth Vader at the end.
I was literally going to make that joke.
I know. I stole it from you. I'm sorry. All credit goes to DJ Hank for that one. Thank you. That's their 2001 album, The Argument, which was their last album before they went on a permanent hiatus, it seems. That song is pretty... I don't know. I like the bass line a lot. It's kind of pretty static throughout it, but it gives it some good, like, propulsive rhythm. And I like the kind of spacey guitars at the end of it. And on that note, here's an even spacier song for you all by Slowdive. that one was Suvlaki Space Station by Slowdive from their 1993 debut album Suvlaki, which apparently is a kind of Greek food. I'm not really sure why they called it that, but it's interesting. Yes?
Nothing.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So lately I've been listening to my Spotify daily mixes more, because those are always a lot of fun, and for whatever reason I hadn't really listened to them much before. I found a couple of cool songs from there, and this next one is one of them. This is by The Breeders. Enjoy. That was called Divine Hammer, and that's by The Breeders from their second album, Last Splash, which came out in 1993.
That was a really short song.
It's almost 3 minutes.
I preferred First Splash.
That wasn't funny.
I tried.
What was the name of the album?
Last Splash.
Good, I hope it was their last splash.
Wow.
It might have been. I don't think so, though.
Well, Manny B's back on the mic, everybody. For a round of applause.
The crowd goes mild.
0 out of 5.
Yeah. That song was formed by Kim Deal, who was the bassist of the Pixies.
Sorry, I have an inside joke with Bane about Kim Deal.
Do you?
Who has a sister named Kelly Deal.
They were both singing on that song.
I'm going to have to text him about this. Please proceed to your regular programming,
sir. I feel out of the loop now. Yeah, so it's cool that they were still somewhat successful even after Pixies broke up. And because that album, I think, was like relatively big. Yeah, so anyway, this next song I have for you is by an artist called Low.
Mm-hmm.
That one was Slide by Low from their 1994 debut album, I Could Live in Hope. Yeah, believe it or not, that's probably one of the more upbeat songs on that album. It's pretty dark stuff, but it's all really good. I'm going to be wrapping my set up with tonight with some cuts from the hot new Queens of the Stone Age album that just dropped last week on Friday. I was hoping it would have dropped on Thursday because then I could have played it last week, but I've gotten a couple listens into it, and I have to say it's a very good album. Not quite as good as their last one, but still very good. So here's two cuts from that, and I hope you like it.
The sky, zip your lip until you've picked a side. You get right up and sit back down. A revolution has once been round. You get back up and sit right down. A revolution has once been all for one. Feral attack, rubber time. so close, I'm so far away. It's so hard to explain, so easy to feel. I need you now, nothing is real. Save me from the villains of circumstance before I lose my place.
Those were two cuts from Queens of the Stone Age's new album, Villains. The first one you heard there was Domesticated Animals, and the one you just heard was Villains of Circumstance. And in case you tuned in late, I've been DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to switch over to DJ Mandy B in a moment. I'm sure she has some great music queued up, and while we do the transition, let's have a PS.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
Honestly, that did not make me want to go vegan at all. That was a very ineffective PSA. In fact, that makes me want to purposefully eat more meat.
Wow.
Just as bite them.
No chocolate isn't vegan.
So harsh. Think of the animals.
I love animals.
They're cute.
They taste good.
Well, with that, I bring you my playlist, which is pretty randomly put together. There's not really a cohesive theme or genre or anything. Just thought I would bring you all some summer tunes. The first one.
Spaghetti at the wall approach.
Sorry?
The old spaghetti at the wall approach.
Oh. I'm not sure I understand what that is, but I'll roll with it.
Carry on.
First up, we have Passion Pit from the album that the lead singer tweeted. Technology these days. Enjoy.
Thank you. I'm
Okay, so the first song you heard was called Inner Dialogue by Passion Pit off of Tremendous Sea of Love, which, as I mentioned earlier, was actually tweeted out for its release.
Did he, like, just post, like, tweet a link to the album or something?
Yeah, he did some sort of thing where it's like if you donated to a charity of his choice, like his most, like, beloved followers, Michael Angelakos, he tweeted it out and you could get it.
That's interesting.
Yep. The one you just heard was Tufts' own represent, Guster, with Satellite.
When you said it was by Guster, I was think, like, in my head, I was like, isn't that the band from Tufts? But I didn't want to say it, because if it wasn't, that would have been...
You didn't want to be wrong.
To put it bluntly,
didn't have the Wikipedia page pulled up.
I did not.
You're not wrong. Well, we got about 7 minutes left on the archive here, and I do have a song, one of DJ Hank's favorites that I want to get to, so...
I'm guessing this is going to be some sort of joke or meme, folks.
We're going to cut to the chase, but this next song... I just love. I just haven't stopped listening to it for, like, the past however long. I just listen to it multiple times a day.
Is it Breaking Benjamin?
And I really like it, so I hope you enjoy.
It probably is.
She's a psycho from a Midwest suburb. No straitjacket could hold her. Wild eyes, they will lure me in her trap. I go mad just to hold her. Until I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, and the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey. She's a loose cannon with a temper so absurd, hiding from the police, yeah. Took pills with a name I'd never heard, but they were for sleep, she fooled me. That's when I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, and the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey. Noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, and the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey. And I tell everyone. And I tell everyone.
That was Straight Jacket by Quinn, XCII, like the Roman numerals.
And it's a nice, lovely pop track for your summer, so I hope you enjoyed. We've got 3 minutes here on the archive here at WMFO Medford, and I do want to be cognizant of the fact that DJ Hank deserves his bangers, too. So without further ado, we produce the track that he specifically requested for this evening.
It's going to be a meme, folks. You know.